Yo, what up? Peace and blessings. You're tuned in to the Retro Insider Podcast Show, where we talk about retro sneakers, all the news, releases, and some extra commentary. And I am your host, Jared. And I'd like to say thank you to all of you, both new and returning listeners here in the U.S. and all across the globe. Thank you so much for checking out today's segment. And I hope you guys are having a great week this week. Today is Friday, or Friday, whatever you want to call it. Hopefully it's yay. That means everything is good. But anyways, we got a lot to talk about as far as this weekend's headlining release. Also, we're going to talk about some changes that occurred yesterday with the release of the Air Max 90, the Volts, that I was excited to cop. But, then also, we got some news regarding Nike's inability to create a shoe that can withstand a full NBA game. Like, I don't know, Nike. You got some explaining to do. But anyway, all of that is coming up next. But first, here's a word from our sponsor.
Are you sick and tired of ads? Well, this is an ad to tell you that you don't have to listen to ads. Stitcher Premium has some of your favorite shows ad-free, like Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend, My Favorite Murder, Science Rules, and Dr. Death. It also includes early access to Stitcher Originals, bonus episodes, comedy albums, and more. Go to stitcherpremium.com and upgrade your account for only $4.99 a month or $34.99 a year. Plus, sign up today through our website and get your first month on us. It's 2019. Ads are optional.
Welcome back, fam. And if you are interested in joining Stitcher Premium, don't forget to use promo code RETRO when you sign up to get your first month free. Now, with that out of the way, let's hop right into the update that I have for the Air Max 90 Volt release. Now, yesterday was supposed to release in a full family size run celebrating the 30th anniversary of the silhouette. But it seems as though a lot of retailers did not sell their men's pairs, including Nike sneakers. Now, it seems as though that release date has been pushed back to the 15th, which happens to be next Wednesday. What a weird day, right? But anyways, so if you were looking to get that shoe, which I hope you were because it's dope, the shoe's going to be releasing next Wednesday. Now, I was able to get a pair, and I put videos up of the shoe on Instagram, so follow the Retro Insider on Instagram if you haven't done so. But yeah, it's a really dope shoe. The shape and the construction is A1. It makes the other Air Max 90s look like I'm trying to keep this non-explicit, so you know what I'm saying. Yeah, just the new or the OG shape and form, they need to do that with all of them. But that's besides the point. We know that Nike doesn't always get things right. And with that being said, let's move on to the next segment of the show. All right, so in the intro, I said, Nike, you got some explaining to do. So the reason I said that, guys, is because earlier yesterday morning, scrolling through Instagram like we all do, and I came across a very interesting post on Nice Kicks feed. And it said, Wesley Matthews is the latest athlete to suffer a sneaker blowout. And I'm like, whoa. If you see the image of this dude's shoe, it's just like, wow. And of course, it's a Nike basketball shoe. So again, last year, February, Zion Williamson, the greatest basketball prospect since LeBron James, making a cut on the court, and badow, his PGs just split like the Red Sea. And seems as though Nike didn't get the message. They didn't get the message. They didn't learn their lesson. They still producing these subpar shoes for not just everyday athletes, but the world's finest athletes, the professional athletes. So it's an issue. Like, you know, I'm a fan of Nike products, of course. Like, who can't be? They've just dominated the athletic apparel and footwear industry ever since I've been alive. But, you know, it's getting to the point to where they really need to do something about their quality control. Now, I touch a lot of pairs, as you do too, I'm sure. And we always come across issues with sneakers. Now, if you're producing a lot of sneakers like the company is, we can give you a little slack. But when your shoes have the potential to basically harm whoever wears them if they fail, it would behoove you greatly to make sure that you are producing a product that doesn't do that. Because, I mean, I'm sure that this happens a lot more than what we're seeing. We're just seeing the athletes who people care about and who are under the biggest stage or the bright light. So, you know what, Nike, you got to do better. And I don't care what type of super PR press release you give. It's a bunch of bull. You know, once again, I'm trying to keep it non-explicit, but it's BS. You know what I mean? So this particular athlete, though, by the way, his name is Wesley Matthews, as I stated, plays point guard for the Milwaukee Bucks. Now, as you probably already know, if you should know, if you know, yeah, if you're living in today's time, the Greek freak Giannis, I don't know how to say his last name, but he's also a Milwaukee Buck. So this is his teammate, and the dude is wearing his signature shoe, the Greek freak, the freak Zoom ones or whatever they call. These are the shoes that blow out. So just imagine what that's like going back to the bench. It's like, hey, bro, like, yo, shoes just almost ended my career, bro. Like, nah, bro, we ain't having that. Like, just imagine what that conversation would be like after the game. Like, hey, bro, I'm sorry. I'm gonna get back to my boys, man, at Nike and see what they can't do. Like, nah, bro. Before long, people just gonna put your shoes on the absolute shelf, and you're gonna have sales that just tank, right? And for good reason. Like, I just think Nike should do a lot better with making sure, you know, they just put better products on the court. Like, we talk about the quality of leather on the Air Jordan 1s and the retros, and that's important. But when you're talking about performance wear, your shoes should not malfunction on the biggest stage. Simple as that. I don't care, even on the smallest stage, on the blacktop or at the youth basketball games. No, we don't have that. Like, I'm sorry, Nike, you got to do better. Especially when the company charges as much as it does for its products. We as consumers expect nothing less than the absolute best. You claim it in your marketing ads. But anyways, I could go on and on about this, but I want to know what you guys think about this situation. What can, should, will Nike do to rectify this major quality control issue? Of course, you can do so by clicking the link in the show's description, where you can send me a voice message. I would love to hear your thoughts and opinions on this matter. But anyways, moving on to this weekend's release. All right, fam, let's go ahead and round out today's segment in high fashion discussing the release of the Air Jordan Retro 13 or 13 Retro Reverse He Got Games that will be dropping this Saturday, January 11th, 2020. Kind of crazy to think that we're in 2020. But anyways, I'll get over it one day. But yeah, it's men's grade school, preschool, and toddler, full family size run. Pricing respectively is $190, $140, $80, and $60 here in the U.S. And stores like Foot Locker, FootAction, and Champs are not, I repeat, are not raffling these off. First come, first serve. So you should be able to walk in and get a pair. I don't think these are going to sell out. But if you really want a pair, don't sleep, because I don't want you coming back to me saying, Jared, you said these were going to sell out, and they did. You owe me a pair of shoes. Like, no, I don't. I'm telling you now, if you want them, go ahead and get them. But as far as coupons, in-store coupons should be applicable for this purchase, so you could possibly get this for as low as $170, depending on what kind of coupons you got, which at that price point, it's like you're getting that shoe on sale. So you might as well go ahead and get it early if you got the coupons, instead of waiting and trying to get them on sale, because you're basically getting them on sale. But anyways, the shoe, black, white, around the back heel portion in that little mud guard area, that's white, but it's actually 3M on these. So I'm not copping these, but I can't wait to see what that 3M looks like in hand, how it feels and looks. Some people think it might throw off the shoe, which I agree, but maybe they executed it properly on this one. I don't know. But the rest of the shoe's black leather, looks tumbled, but I don't know if it's how soft it is. But hits of red appear on the tongue and the Jumpman with the circle around it, reminiscent of the playoff 13s, and then down by the base of the laces, you got that Jordan tag. Then, of course, rounding out the shoe's design is the Tiger Eye, the 3M hologram on the back heel of the medial side of each shoe. So, dope shoe for those who love the 13s. I'm a fan of 13s, but I'm waiting for them, you know it, the Flint joints coming out in April 18th, if I believe my memory serves me correctly. But yeah, that's going to be this weekend's releases. If you are going after them, go ahead and go do it wholeheartedly. Don't let my opinion or anybody else sway you from getting what you like. So anyways, that's been the segment for today. Thank you so much to all of you who have listened to me talk my talk on the Retro Insider Podcast show. Until next time, y'all take care, stay humble, and proceed. All right, I'm back, guys, and I'm kind of embarrassed because I got to correct some errors that I just heard in the segment. So as far as the sneaker blowout, that happened on Wednesday the 8th. So if anybody asks you, tell them, yeah, that just happened, man. That happened on the 8th, man. Jared said so, and you would not be lying. Now, as far as the sneaker releases for the He Got Games, they will also be releasing, of course, on Nike sneakers and everywhere else online at 10 a.m. Eastern time. So do the time conversion for your area. Good luck, and I promise you I'm out this time. Take care.